Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Welcome, everyone, Beamer users and Beamer guests. I am Mike Malley, your host today. I'm in Atlanta, an organizational manager with Beamer. Been in Beamer about 4 years and love every bit about it. I'm joined today with our co-host, Mark Gilowitz, who's in Charlotte. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hey there, Mike. Good afternoon. And you know what? Last week, I just celebrated my 6th anniversary. So 6 years ago last week, my Beamer came in the mail or by UPS, and I didn't know about it. I was hoping that it would do some great things. And I remember when I first got it, I'm like, okay, let's see what this thing can do. And really, in 6 weeks, it just really changed my life. And I'm just so thankful. And 6 years later, it's still changing my life. And because of that, I got that Beamer. I've been able to help change thousands of other people's lives. So I am so thankful for Beamer, for the entire Beamer family, and for everybody that shares testimonials. Because that's when I got started. You know, the science was great. There's a lot more science now than there was 6 years ago. But it was the testimonials that really made a difference for me. So I just want to encourage everybody, call in. And if you're on, press one, share your testimony. That's what can make a difference and change so many lives.
Absolutely, Mark. And, you know, I want to pay you a compliment because you head up all the scheduling for Testimony Tuesdays. You've been doing it for quite a while. You're a true leader with Beamer. And you have the Microcirculation Center of Charlotte. And I'm just glad to include you as a Beamer friend and a personal friend.
Likewise. Beamer family, you're my brother.
That's right. Well, as Mark said, please call in, press 1 to get into the queue so we can open the line for you to share your brief and compliant testimony on how using this amazing technology called Beamer Therapy has changed your life. And compliant means no mention of disease names common in the medical field, no mention of drug names, or the use of the words pain, cured, treatment, and so forth. And please do not give your own protocols or usage tips because there are no protocols with Beamer, only the Beamer basic plan. So we ask you to keep it short, simple, and brief, mentioning the symptoms you were experiencing and how they may be minimized or have disappeared using Beamer. And if you're an athlete, we'd love to hear you and talk about how it's improved your performance and recovery. You know, Mark, I'll give my brief testimony. I had just had knee replacement surgery when I bought my Beamer, and both of us were introduced to Beamer by the Southeast Regional Director, our good friend Rick Roundtree. My foot was swollen after my surgery, and it perpetuated for a month or so, and it really bothered me. And when I called my orthopedic surgeon, he just said, well, it'll eventually go away. I had just gotten my Beamer. I wrapped my foot with the B pad. I did a Beamer session, and the next morning the swelling was completely gone. And, you know, that told me there's something here, like you said, Mark. And what it was is it reduced the inflammation. It got blood flowing to that area. And I've never looked back either. And the wonder of the beauty of the Beamer business is that we simply help people, you know, and we impact so many people's lives, and that's what makes Beamer and being a Beamer distributor wonderful, or just mentioning it to a friend. So if you will, press one, get into the queue. You know, no testimony is too large or is too small, because whatever you're experiencing is important for us all to share. And we do have a person who stepped forward, and I'm going to open the line to 703-850. You're live on Blog Talk. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. This is Matt from Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Hello, Matt.
Yeah, I was...
How long have you had your Beamer?
2.5 years.
Great. Yes, go ahead, Matt.
Okay, yes, I was introduced to Beamer 2.5 years ago when I tore my Achilles. And my mentor said I'll be over the next day after my surgery with a medical device that will help you heal. And that was very important to me because I had a big trip coming up. And after using the Beamer for 3 months, which was basically 12 weeks after my surgery, I was hiking Machu Picchu without any canes, crutches, or any air cast. So it definitely changed my life and helped me make that trip.
That's amazing.
Wow.
And, you know, what's interesting, Matt, is you said after using the Beamer for 3 months. You know, some of the time we get on a Beamer and we think after one or two sessions it's going to change our lives. But Beamer is cumulative, but the more we use it, the better it helps our bodies heal. And I think that's a common thing, that sometimes people use the Beamer a month or two or 6 months, and it improves their life. Wouldn't you agree, Mark?
Absolutely. And, you know, it can do some things, you know, right away. I mean, it's just, I tell people, I said, you know, the results will be anywhere from mild to miraculous. And why some people just get these astounding results right away and others, it takes a while. But it does take the body a while to heal and repair. It took a while to get to the state that we're in. And, you know, when I was 50 and I got my Beamer, I was dealing with tennis elbow issues. And 6 weeks later, the discomfort never came back. And it's because at age 50, I was already dealing with poor blood flow issues and didn't even know it. But once I started getting good blood flow with the Beamer, my body then could heal and repair itself. And once again, that does take time.
And, Mark, I've heard you say you've gone from being 50 to age 40 now.
Yeah, my feel better now than I did when I first got my Beamer, even though I'm 50. I just turned 57 a couple of weeks ago. So it makes a huge difference. It really is the fountain of youth. I mean, just think about, you know, when you're in your 20s and you're like a grape, and then as we get older, we start turning into raisins. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a raisin. I want to stay a grape.
That's a good analogy. Matt, do you want to add anything else? That's a beautiful testimony.
Well, I was going to say the trip was for my 50th birthday. So,
wow.
So it definitely was great.
Yeah. And
now,
that'll kill you.
Love my Beamer.
Did you take your Beamer with you on your trip to Mount, when you climbed the mountain?
I did not, no.
Okay. That would have been a great photo, yeah.
That would have been. Now it goes with me everywhere, so.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, Matt, thank you again. We appreciate your sharing. And anyone else who wants to give their testimony, press 1. That will allow us to open your line and hear your testimony. But we really appreciate you sharing, Matt. And continued good news with your Beamer. You're welcome.
Yes.
You know, Mark, while we're waiting for someone else, I was just thinking, we do have someone. Let's listen to this person, because we always want to hear your testimony. Area yeah. code 605-877. You're live on Blog Talk. Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Lisa Wagner from South Dakota.
Hi, Lisa.
I think we I got my Beamer maybe about 5 years ago. And I just wanted to, I had some discomfort in the hip. And my friend from Florida was coming through and he's like, I don't know if it'll work for you, but it'll work for me. It worked for me and his dog and whatever. We, in that one day, we went to Mount Rushmore. We went to another place. There's this hike that goes way all up. It's like at the end, I always say it's got like 144 steps to race up and race back down. And here in the Black Hills of South Dakota, him and his dog raced up and raced down. And Steve and I are about the same age. And I was like, wow, whatever those two, that energy, I was like, wow, I'm having a hard time keeping up with them and my, you know, hip. And that was like in one day. And he moved to Florida, and he just slowly kept, he shared it with me, and we went to a local here in Rapid, too, and just heard a little bit more about Beamer and, you know, Mount Sandy. Anyway, that discomfort in my hip went away, and I had had a head injury from leg pressing. You know, you do the press, and you hold it and you let it down, and my spotter didn't spot me. And, you know, I'd went to chiropractors or whatever, and that discomfort just wouldn't go away. And I thought that I'd have to live with that forever. And it went away. And the other part of my testimony is we're talking about going to Machu Picchu. So a couple of years ago, I do a lot of traveling around the world. And I was in Guatemala with my daughter. Now, she hiked Catatonango, and if any of you know that, that's that one next to the volcano, and you can get, like, sickness from that. And I was like, yeah, that's too much for me. But there's another one. It's the largest Mayan civilization in the world, and most of it's buried underneath the earth. But the trek in is 20 miles a day. We walk through the Guatemala jungle, 20 miles. We rest for the night. The next day, another 20
miles.
20
miles a day?
Yeah. Yeah. I did run a saddle mule just in case I twisted something, because I was trying to keep up with 30-year-olds. And I was like, well, you know, if I twist something, I don't want to, like, try to figure out how to get out, because there's only two ways. The main drop-off is by helicopter and the lift up, or you walk in. And I didn't take it, like, on those couple of days, because they hauled our clothes and stuff on the back of one of those mules or horses. But I did carry it to Guatemala with me, other country. But I've had some amazing adventures. And if it wasn't for the Beamer, I wouldn't have been able to keep up with all these young people that I hang out with. So,
you know, Lisa, you're so right. How many times have we heard that at our age, being older, being able to keep up with the younger generation? And I think that's what the Beamer allows us to do. It builds our stamina, our energy. And Mark, we ought to call this the South American call, because we got Peru, now we've got Guatemala.
I know.
Anybody else who's traveled to South America?
I've been to Peru too, but yeah, I love Peru.
We're trekking or mountain climbers.
Our mountain climbers, yeah. Lisa.
Okay.
That's beautiful testimony, and for 5 years you've used your Beamer, and I bet you're going to continue to.
Of course, I love it.
Well,
yeah, I don't know.
We appreciate your
it
testimony.
Always goes with me.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Mark, you want to add anything to Lisa?
No, I just want to, you know, Peg Casey, who's on this call, who hosts Blog Talk, and in a few months she's headed to Spain to do a 75-mile trek. And she is, you know, she is using her beamer, and she just doesn't stop. And I don't want to give away her age, but you know, it's just fantastic when people in their second half of their life, you know, are doing things that, you know, that's really meant for the younger generation. So I love it when older people kind of have a new lease on life and can keep going like they used to.
Absolutely. Well, Lisa, thank you again. We appreciate your being on with us and sharing.
Yes, thank you.
If you'd like to share your testimony, press 1. We want to hear from you. And it's just amazing what the Beamer can do, whether it's helping us climb mountains or play more or better tennis or help. You know, I had a brief testimony I'll share, and I'm in my 70s. My daughter was moving, so we had 2 truck loads to move from her storage unit to her new townhome. This was about a year ago. And my daughter said at the end of the day, because she had hired 2 teenage boys to help us, and we were lifting and moving with dollies, stuff in and out all day long. And at the end of the day, my daughter said, "Dad, you kept up with those teenagers." And I remember at the end of the day, I was tired, but I wasn't worn out, because the Beamer does that for us. When you get 30% more blood flow into every cell of your body, you know, we can't feel our blood, but we know what it's doing for our stamina and our energy. And Mark, that's always just amazed me. And like you said, keeping up with the younger generation or even keeping up with our generation is so important at any age.
Look at the Ram, you know, Race Across America Beamer team. They're no spring chickens. What amazes me is, you know, a few years ago they set a world record, and some of those riders are in their 40s, and to race across America in your 40s, that is amazing, to be able to beat 20-somethings.
And they broke all kinds of records, and they're going to do it again this summer. So
I know.
It's amazing. It's truly amazing. One of our hosts, Greg Peterson, is very much involved with the Race Across America. And if you want to Google it, it's called the Ram Race, RAMM. Well, let's go to area code 307.
R-A-A-M. Hey, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
R-A-A-M. Yep.
Well, let's go to area code 307-660. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Janine in Gillette, Wyoming, and I have had my Beamer for 3 years. I'm in my early 60s, and I'll be retiring from the post office next month, and I feel great, and I owe that to Beamer, you know, proper nutrition, plenty of water, exercise, and I plan on showing people that, you know, the 60s and 70s and beyond can be better than what you see on the pharmaceutical drug commercials. So, yeah, I don't plan on – I just want to bike and hike and do stuff with my grandkids and share Beamer. And that's my testimonial.
That's awesome. And you said it right. You know, as we age, you hear about people in their 60s and 70s and 80s. You know, you hear them going downhill. You hear them – walking less, being more sedentary, but don't we want to have our lives improve? And just because we get older, it doesn't mean we have to lessen things. I always feel like I'm getting better as I age. And I think, Janine, you said it well. And that's what the Beamer can help us all feel like.
Yep.
Well, good luck with your retiring. And how long have you had your Beamer?
I've had my Beamer 3 years. And then I have always been somebody who, you know, I just enjoy watching what I eat. I enjoy supplementation. I enjoy, you know, making healthier choices. So I'm just excited about the future. I really am. It's just going to be great. And the fact that I can actually have time to do more things with the Beamer and share the Beamer has me excited also.
Well, you sound like you're about 25, so.
Thank you.
I know you're looking forward to wonderful retirement, and thank you so much for being on here. You know, we've talked about retiring. We've talked about all the things that we want to improve, and I think Janine is a great example of that.
She is indeed. And, you know, it's not, retiring from life. It may be retiring from a career, but with Beamer, you can stay young and vibrant and do the things that you always wanted to do. It's like we work so hard our whole life to retire and then not have the health or energy to do, to take advantage of our twilight years. And now with Beamer, we can have that energy and trek mountains and do all kinds of things even after we retire. So it truly is the fountain of youth.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much again, Janine, for being on today, and that's a beautiful testimony. Let us now go to, and if you want to give your testimony, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone. That'll put you in the queue. Let's go to area code 603-738. You're live on Blog Talk. Welcome.
Hi there. Hi, this is Monica Blair calling from New Hampshire.
Hello.
And,
how are you?
I have been. Hi. Happy New Year to you guys. Thanks for hosting. I just wanted to call in today. I was working remote, so I figured I would, you know, continue to tell my story because I love Beamer and I love the Beamer family. But I was introduced to Beamer 3 years ago and had 2 hamstring strains for about 8 months. Got on a Beamer of my sister-in-law's for 2 nights, couple spot treatments, and immediately felt some relief and said, sign me up. I decided to just buy a Beamer for myself and fix me, myself, and I. And then after about 4 months of using the Beamer consistently, I saw a whole bunch of other health improvements, including, you know, my workouts were just going great, better than they ever had. I was 54 at the time, got rid of some cold hands and feet that had started to plague me during my winter runs, you know, got off some medications. So I was really excited and decided to become a distributor, even though I have a full-time job. And it's been just a joy to share this product. And more recently, I had a psoas muscle strain that was plaguing me for a couple of weeks. And I kept on beaming it and stretching it and rolling it. And I'm happy to say that got corrected. I didn't have to go through physical therapy. Didn't have to take time out of my life to go to doctor's appointments and get adjusted or anything like that. Not that I think chiropractors are great too, but it's just such a joy to have it to run to when life happens and, you know, you get a little sore muscle here or there. It's just, that's where Beamer shines, in my opinion, is the acute injury. Just get right on it and boom, your body can correct itself. So that's my story today.
Well, that's a great story. And what muscle was that you mentioned at the latter?
Psoas. So it's kind of up through the hip flexor area. So I'm an avid hiker, and I noticed every time I did a, you know, step up, I would get this pull like right from the hip joint, if you will, and it would shoot down to the top of my quad. It was determined it was an inflamed psoas muscle there, and just doing some good old-fashioned rolling dedicatedly and hitting it with the Beamer to promote blood flow in there, gave it some time. And, you know, at 57 now, it's amazing how just those little approaches to healing, it works. And my team and I giggle over every time we hurt ourselves. We have a regime that we follow. I know we're not supposed to give any advice of what we do with the Beamer, but we call each other up and in 2 days, like, man, I can't believe it's all fixed, and how much we just appreciate it.
And isn't it great to have a team or a group that you can share what you're doing, how you're doing it? You know, here in Atlanta, a year ago, we opened a Beamer Center and come in and experience the Beamer. I know Mark has a center in Charlotte. And it's so great to introduce the Beamer to other people and share our experiences with, like you said, your team. That really makes it special because we're all in this to help each other.
Well, it was great just to attend the live event, you know, this past Saturday here in Concord, New Hampshire, and be amongst other Beamer users. I just hope that in 2022
Absolutely.
We can get back into some live events together because we need each other that way.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And Mark, aren't they speaking of having live academies again this year?
They are, yeah, starting up really soon in the next few months. So, yeah, we'll be we have a manager's call tomorrow, actually, and they'll be talking about that then. So, yeah. Yeah, live events are coming back.
Yay.
And, you know,
that's wonderful.
The Zoom calls, the Zoom call meetings have been wonderful because we haven't been able to gather, and we can on a Zoom. But I don't think there's anything like a live event where you're in person sharing and talking and meeting new people. And, you know, the Beamer family is so special to all of us who've been in it, and we continue to share. And the live events, that's going to be help this year to be an awesome year. And there's new things coming out that are going to be beneficial. It's going to be a great year for Beamer, that's for sure. Well, Monica, thank you so much. We appreciate your sharing.
Great. Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. Well, let's go to area code 515-205. You are live on Blog Talk. Welcome.
Well, hi, guys. Steve G. from Iowa. And
hello.
I just wanted to – hey, hello. You hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and
hello?
Clear.
Okay. Steve G. here from Iowa. I just want to share with my experience with the Beamer. Like 4 years ago, I was having some extremely difficult knee discomfort, and being probably a heavier guy most of his life, but on and off, lose it and then not lose it. But anyway, so I probably put a little extra wear and tear on my knees. But went and had an x-ray done, and had a doctor tell me that my knees were bone on bone and I needed double knee replacement. But first things first, you got to take a bunch of shots first. And I did take 2 shots. That was about it. And I was part of a B&I group, and a gentleman, a high school friend of mine that I hadn't seen in 20 years, all of a sudden shows up to this B&I group, and next thing I know, long story short, I'm doing a Beamer session with my knees. And anyway, that was I've been using the Beamer now for 3 years. I'm still on the same knees. I had no double knee replacement. I'm not doing any shots, but I do a complete regimen of dealing with that. You know, and when I look at the whole process of it, I was really working on just one area of my body. But then, you know, as you keep using it and in the sleep mode and everything, it's all works in together. It's just like it's a complete package. It's more than that. So I'll be 62 next month and retired. And I got to tell you, the enthusiasm that you get and the fact that, you know, it helped you. You get to a certain age where you guys were talking earlier about, you know, you work hard and you try to do the right things. And, you know, that now I'm at the point where, hey, I want to live, you know, if I get 20 more years out of my life, I want to live these last 20 years or whatever, and do it with enthusiasm and sharing. So, you know, it's kind of like I decided that, you know, what do you do when you retire? Well, you can have plans, but after a while, you get used to getting up and going. Well, that's where I just kind of grasped Beamer and said, I'm going to go share this with everyone I come in contact with, you know. And so it's kind of like I've created a little bit of a dream, you know. You can't live your life in regret, you know. There are graveyards full of people with dreams that they never, ever exceeded. So it's kind of like I said, you know, I'm going to go out and I'm going to share this at one person at a time. And you never know. You know, life can be made in one moment, just like the situation where it was with my high school friend and dealing with my knees. You're never too old to make a difference. That's how I look at it, you know. And, of course, not everybody is going to be accepted to it. And, you know, we understand that, you know, it's new. It's brand new to people. But, you know, one thing that drives me a little bit that you realize that Rudy Rudiker, you know, the Notre Dame college football player, you realize that he was turned down more than 50 times to get into Notre Dame before he's accepted. So, and how did he do that? He did it by building relationships. So, you know, long story short, you know, people know they don't care how smart you are, really. They just want to know how much you care. And so if you take that, embrace it, and people can understand enthusiasm, you know. But it takes a little bit for, you know, you got to be consistent. But that's what I'm doing. I'm sharing Beamer, and I feel like I'm giving back, and I'm helping other people feel better. That's about all I got to say, guys. It's all good.
Hey, this is Mark, and we can't let you go until you go into a little bit more detail. So you're going to have a double knee replacement, and your friend introduced you to Beamer. How long did it take to start getting results, and at what point did you realize that you didn't have to have a double knee replacement anymore?
Okay, well, so I did a session during the BNI meeting that usually lasts about an hour and 20 minutes. We'd have lunch also involved, but, you know, so we did whatever he put me on. I don't know. I don't remember what it was. He said he put it on me. I put the round thing on there, and he did one knee, and he did the round thing on the other knee and did one knee. So whatever that time frame was, and I don't know what he used at that point. But that day I was dragging my one leg up the stairs to even get into this place. And I usually with BNI, you're speaking, people can't hear you unless you stand up. You have to stand up. In other words, you're just like silent. You know, no one wants to listen to you. So I did everything I could do just to stand up. Well, after I got ready to leave, I did walk out of there. I had less discomfort, but it wasn't immediate. I did feel some immediate comfort, but it wasn't like, boom, I'm fixed. No. We're talking through a process of where I've used it for probably a year, and I consistently used it for a year with the direction of my – of Roger Fouts, that's who it was. But now I've used it for 3 years, and I walk up a hill with a self-propelled mower. I have a rider, and I don't use it, and I don't have the discomfort. I bend back, and I go to my physician. You know, there's a lot of things that have changed in my life with dealing with that. Number one is, I don't have discomfort. So, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it works, you know, and then the consistency of using it. I am down to taking one pharmaceutical drug from six. So that's over 3 years. You know, it was 4 years, but I wasn't able to just jump right on this thing, okay? I mean, I ended up renting one for a little bit, you know, which, and then I ended up, and eventually I did buy one. So I was the guy that, when you reflect back on how, you know, think about, okay, what did it take you? Did you just immediately buy one? Well, I didn't jump right on it. Yeah, I had some good results, but financially I wasn't in a position to, like, jump right on it, but I made sure that I was going to get one. You know, and at this point, they say your family's the toughest one to share it with. Well, everybody but my brother, everybody in my family has one.
That's amazing.
That's my story, guys.
And you know what? Thank you so much, CG. What's amazing about your testimony is no drug and your doctors didn't do that for you. Your Beamer helped do that for you, and your due diligence and the diligence that you used in using the Beamer twice a day. And I love this call for the fact that people are saying 3 months, 6 months, a year, because we know it's cumulative. And whether it affects you the first time you're on the Beamer like it did me, or it takes 6 months, your body, your cells are repairing themselves. All the trillion cells we have in our body, and you're a great testimony to that fact. And how many people with bone on bone wish they had something to help them and their bodies heal? Because doctors can't do that without surgery. But that's a beautiful testimony.
Oh, it's no surgery. No. Like I said, I only took two shots. And, of course, every 6 months, you know, you got to do shots. But, you know, you got to realize that, you know, we are used to and people expect instant gratification, you know, especially in the United States. And because of pharmaceutical drugs. Well, take this and it's going to make you feel better. It's an instant gratification thing. But the thing is, you are also get to the point where, you know what? If you were taking another shot, like I took one on each one of my knees, well, I was dealing with some issues about three weeks, where I literally had to just take myself out and not be able to do a whole lot of anything because my knee on my left side hurt so bad. But because of insurance and things like that, I was not able to get that second shot because it was too soon to be able to get it, if that makes sense. So, you know, I don't need it. Beamer is doing it. I don't have any problem. I have none.
That's awesome to hear. Thank you so much. You know, that's a great segue for me to mention that I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning watching the University of Georgia win the national championship in football, and I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia. My kids went to Georgia. My ex-wife went to Georgia, so I'm a big Bulldog fan. And I personally know the chiropractor for the University of Georgia athletic program. And they have Beamers in their training room, as a lot of colleges do. And it's amazing how it helps with recovery. It's certainly helped your knees, and we just appreciate you sharing that. That's a beautiful testimony, CG.
Just share the Beamer with everyone, and even though they may not be ready, they're not ready now. That's what it is. They're ready, but they're just not ready now. Keep them on the back burner, and don't forget about them, and just move forward. You're going to hear a few more no's before you hear yeses. And they're not really no's. They're just not as educated, just like myself. You know, I didn't jump right on it either. So don't give up the faith. Keep your head, like football, basically keep your head down, legs moving, and whatever you do, don't drop the ball.
That's right.
Keep moving forward. Don't stop.
Thank you so much. Well, let's go to – thank you. We have another call, Mark, 805-406. You're live on Blog Talk. Welcome.
Thank you for the Mike and Mark show. And
well, thank you for being on.
This is Grandma got run over by a pickup over 5 years ago, and everybody's talking about their muscles and their joints and everything and what Beamer does for them. And I've talked about that from my head to my toes for, you know, 2.5 years of therapy and doctor's appointments and everything. But I've never talked about, which is a little bit embarrassing to me about, but I just noticed it the other morning when I went to the ladies' room. And I went in and I went and I came out and everything was fine and dandy. Well, I remembered before Beamer that I had severe problems. And I had to see a doctor constantly about it. And I just realized I just spent a couple of minutes in the bathroom the other morning, in and out. And that took, I don't even know how long it took, guys, but I know it took about
did
a year or more. Oh, hello? Yeah.
Mark,
hello?
I think we lost her.
No, I can hear.
Hello?
I can hear. I can hear.
Oh, okay. All right. Can
hello?
You hear me?
Yes, I
hello?
Can hear you. And Mike, I don't know what's going on with you, but yeah, I can hear just fine.
Okay, yeah. So like I say, I went in and a couple of minutes later I came out and I have no discomfort, no misery anymore. I can sit without discomfort and misery, get into my car, and I wasn't able to do that before. It was so severe, and I didn't know what to do because nothing helped me, but the Beamer helped me. So that to me, that's like a miracle, and it did take quite a while, and I didn't, they say document everything, and I haven't done that, but boy, that was a serious, serious deal. And whenever I went in for a test or anything, they told me, well, you have this and you have that, and it's pretty bad. So I'm so grateful for Beamer. And you said that you have a clinic in Charlotte?
I do, yep, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, and can I get that info? Because I have somebody that wants to get Beamer sessions, to try the Beamer, because they want to purchase it if it works.
Sure, microcirculationinstitute.com.
Okay, Micro Institute.
Microcirculation Institute.
Circulation Institute, okay.
.com. Yep.
.com. Okay, beautiful.
Happy to help any
beautiful.
Way I can.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. There were other things. I'll save it for next time. There were other things that I had surgery on and everything. But thank you, Mike and Mark show. You do a dynamite
you
job.
Know what?
You hit a home run. Pardon?
It's not our show, it's all of our show. We wouldn't have a show if people like you didn't call in and share their amazing life-changing testimonies. And you know what? So most people that called in were in the second half of their lives, and they all got their life back. They had situations that kept them from enjoying life. And you know what? We've all gotten our lives back, and it's just so great to hear these inspiring testimonies like yours. So thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you. But we do need leaders, and you two are amazing leaders. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Yes. You always have a great testimony, and everybody who's been on the show today, Mark, we're so appreciative because we all share and we're all in this together, and the beauty of the Testimony Tuesday is that it is a sharing. We've got just a few seconds, but Mark, you have any parting thoughts you would like to share?
I do. It's, you know, Beamer always works. You know, surgery doesn't always work. You know, stem cell therapy doesn't always work, but you know what? Beamer always works, and that's what I'm so thankful for, and appreciate my Beamer family.
Absolutely. And Mark, it's been a pleasure hosting with you, and we thank everyone who's on today. It's always a great Testimony Tuesday, and you can go in and listen to it again if you want to. Just go into Blog Talk, and these are all recorded. There's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday Blog Talk call. And we look forward to hearing everybody next Tuesday again with Blog Talk on Testimony Tuesdays. But it's just a pleasure to have everyone. So thank you, and we'll talk to you next time.
God bless everybody. Have a great week.